one of the most classic scenes in any movie is from Tommy Boy, when Tommy explains to the waitress why he sucks as a salesman. He says, "Helen, you look like a Helen. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. And guess what? Today, I want to tell you why you suck as a marriage man or marriage woman." Yep, hang on, because once again, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, TDA, GiantSlayer at gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of me. Look, I didn't expect this podcast to continue to be talking about marriage and relationships. Look, I've got the MingleMateMarry.com and that podcast with my sister who's a marriage family therapist. We talk about marriage all the time. This David Lyons podcast has turned into, well, a lot of feedback from listeners through, you know, emails, texts, phone calls, conversations. People wanting to know more and they have different ideas to discuss and they're talking about their own relationships. So today, yes, today, we're once again going to dive into this. I'm going to basically give you five cultural reasons why your marriage sucks. And not to blame you, but just so that maybe you go, oh, I can see why that's affecting my marriage or my relationship. And again, these are cultural. Now, I might not get through all five. I hope to. But I also, at the same time, can't go into so much detail or it would be an hour and a half long podcast. So do your own diligence. Do your own research. But here we go with five reasons why your marriage might suck. Oh, and by the way, where do I get these? Well, I get these from conversations that I have through counseling and, again, like all of the ways that people reach out to me. So, number one reason, and not in importance, just, you know, these are not in any order of importance, but number one, no dad or lack of good parental example. You only know what you know from growing up. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." But here's the problem. Here is the problem. There are a lot of men and women out there wandering in life and in marriage because they had no training. There was no track record to follow, so they wander from relationship to relationship or from mistake to mistake. Look, if we're going to train up our kids, then as kids, we need to look back at our parents and say, did they train us properly for marriage? Boy, in today's world, most of the time that answer is a no. So you need to redissect and redirect and, you know, kind of work backwards from what you learned in your parents as in mistakes and do your due diligence and figure out what godly parents should have done and then begin to model that in your life. Number two, you don't have realistic expectations as far as how long it takes to build a great marriage. Look, your dating was great. Your marriage will be greater. Ecstasy is around the corner. Things are going to continue to get better and better. But the greater it is, that means the longer it must take. You don't make antiques, right? So what do, Bob? I make antiques. You mean you refurbish and refinish antiques and restore antiques? No, I make them. You can't make antiques. But you can take care of something when it's brand new and continue to take care of it as it gets older. And older, and then aging, and then really old, and they at some point in time become valuable. They become antiques after much care. Your marriage will be amazing. Just work at it the next 45 years. And I'm not kidding. It will be amazing, but it might take 45 years. And it's worth it because guess what? If you think it's not worth it, I'm going to get into another relationship. That relationship will suck in time as well if you're not willing to put the work in. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." What's this saying? The Bible teaches us to love others as God loves us and persevere in doing what is good and right, even when it's difficult and takes a long time. And marriage takes a long time. Number three, you're too lazy to put in the work. It is hard, freaking, gut-busting, back-breaking work for most people to have a good marriage, let alone a great marriage. There are people out there who are willing to pay the price of blood, sweat, tears, financial hardship just to build a career or a business, and it will never bring the satisfaction that a great marriage will bring, and you put nothing into that. You're a slacker. There's no sacrifice. When you look up Bible verses about slackers and you apply them to marriage, it's a slap in the face. Proverbs 6:6, go to the ant, you slacker. Observe its ways and become wise. Proverbs 6:9, how long will you stay in bed, you slacker? When will you get up from your sleep? Proverbs 10:26, like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so the slacker is to his spouse. Oh, I'm sorry, to him who sends him on an errand. Proverbs 13:4, the slacker craves, yet has no marriage, or I'm sorry, nothing but the diligent to show for it. Has nothing to show the diligent for it. Proverbs 19:24, the slacker buries his hand in the bowl, and he doesn't even bring it to his mouth, meaning it's right there, but you won't even put in a little bit of work. Proverbs 24, the slacker does not plow during planting season, and at harvest time he looks and there's nothing there. Have you ever had your spouse say, I wish we had a marriage like their marriage, but they aren't willing to put in the work? Well, then you're never going to have a marriage like their marriage. Proverbs 22:13, the slacker says, there's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square. You always have an excuse for why your marriage isn't good or godly. Proverbs 24:30, I went by the field of a slacker and by the vineyard of a man lacking sense, meaning I walked by and he wasn't there. Are you putting in the work? Does your husband see you putting in the work? Proverbs 26:15, a door turns on its hinges and a slacker on his bed. Next, the slacker buries his hand in the bowl. He's too weary to bring it to his mouth. I just said that one, sorry. In his own eyes, a slacker is wiser than seven men who can answer sensibly. And again, many of you are sitting here going, look, Garth, you don't understand. Yeah, you're so wise. You're so wise. And I obviously don't understand because you're so wise that your marriage sucks. That goes to men and women, because I've had women blame their husbands and they don't see that they're the problem. I've had men blame their wives and don't see that they're the problem. You have to put in the work. Do whatever it takes. Go see whoever you need to see, but put in the work. Look, there are a couple more that we haven't gotten to, but that's it for today. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants. I got to throw this in. Sorry. I want to tag this podcast with this. There are people who hate these topics, and then there are those who have great marriages, strong men, strong women, and they love these podcasts. Thank you also for the encouraging words. I don't want to make it sound like all I get are whiners and complainers. I'm out.